This is Secondary Issues, the podcast where we discuss issues that aren't necessarily big issues, but they're relevant enough to be talked about. I am your host, Reese Oltrop, and today I'll be discussing with Caleb about my podcasting, my progress so far, and how my first month and a half has gone, and just like my inspirations, the first steps I made, and how I made this idea and this small dream become a reality. So let's get into it. Okay, well, Caleb, thank you for sitting down with me today.
Well, of course. Oh my gosh, I'm back into the podcasts. This is nuts. This is wild. There's a microphone in front of me. I'm feeling fancy. I'm feeling classy. Wow, life is good. We have a beautiful view of Poverty Lane in Peterborough here. It's just the place where all the college kids love to live. What a scenic day in this beautiful city.
Yeah. So I thought, since Caleb is here and he has been with me for like this whole journey, this whole new experience, that we should talk about it together today before he goes back home tomorrow.
Yep, heading on back home down the good old 401, so not looking forward till tomorrow, but that's okay. You know, we also got a bunch of tests this week, but that's besides the point. We're here to talk about podcasting and all things podcast journey. So let's, I gotta get closer to the microphone there. So let's see what you got to say. What's on the itinerary to discuss today, Reese? I can't get off on a tangent. I don't think I'm a dude. That raccoon staring at us right now is making me so uncomfortable. So in her room, she's got this poster of this raccoon that, like, it looks real cute at you, but it also looks like it could be, like, plotting your murder. And it could go either way. It also looks very judgy at the same time. She might have to post a picture of the raccoon on her Instagram or something, because this thing is sketchy. But anyways, back to where you wanted to go with this direction.
Okay. So, in my first, like, month and 5 days of podcasting, I have posted 6 full episodes and 1 trailer, which make roughly 4 hours of content. And those 4 hours of content have generated 400 downloads, which works out to roughly 70 downloads per episode.
Or you could also swing it as 100 downloads an hour. You're basically doing 100 kilometers an hour in download talk.
Really?
If you really want to think about it like that. Holy smokes.
So, podcasting wasn't something I always thought about. However, I want to say I had been thinking about it since October. So for like 2 months before I started, I was like seriously contemplating. I had a notes folder on my phone, and I was like taking note of like, oh, I could talk about this, oh, I could talk about that, but I never actually like put it into action until before Christmas.
Yeah, I think it was like right after Halloween. I think I woke up like hungover Halloween morning or whatever, and somebody said like the topic, and I was like, oh, that would be a great podcast idea. And then you looked at me and you're like, you know, I've always wanted to make a podcast. And that's kind of when I think you like re-entered the idea into your head or whatever.
Yeah,
something like that.
But the notes on my phone probably date back to, like, that October 1st time. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, because you were into, like, that media stuff. You were showing me stuff from high school and all that you were doing, making YouTube videos and all that. Yeah. That were basically what you're doing now. So you've always clearly enjoyed this stuff and liked it.
I've always really liked, like, video editing. It's always, like, the form of project I would do if I had to do a visual presentation or a presentation in class. I would always make these like long videos, and when I was in grade 11, my basketball team at school won OFSA, so when we were going to OFSA, I brought my GoPro and I wore it on my forehead, and I was not for the games, obviously, that's too distracting. I don't even think that'd be allowed because it's a contact sport. But I wore it, and I got so many fun videos. And then later on, after the season, I mashed them up together, and I made a nice intro with, like, all of our jerseys, and I put, like, our songs in the background, and I interviewed people, and I just made this, like, 20, It was like a 22-minute video, and I submitted it as my final project. And it was just like actually a lot of fun. And I never, until last week, I never thought of anything like this being a career, because I study psychology and sociology. But last week I looked into kind of like shifting my studies more towards media and marketing. So like that might be something I do in the future, but I've always really enjoyed just like video editing and I don't know, stuff like that.
You must have really picked up all the boys at that officer tournament with that GoPro mounted on your head, eh?
Don't make fun of me.
Was that just quite a fashion style?
Don't make fun of me.
And basketball is a contact sport. Is it late ranked as a contact sport?
I don't know. But the way we played it, it was.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm assuming, yeah, you could headbutt people, do some damage.
I mean, like, technically, no, but a lot of, like, I don't know, pick and rolls or working deep in the paint.
Oh, you're getting in the paint down there, deep in the paint, boxing them out.
Yeah.
Little left, right, splisher, splash, swisher noodles.
Dude, I, like, used my head sometimes because...
You would use your head?
Yeah.
Did you know I had... Was it a high school? No, it might have just been a grade 8 basketball career that spanned one game. Then I got, like, carted out or whatever the hell it's called, and I just never went back.
That doesn't sound too swag.
No, I used my booty a little too much in the paint. Apparently, they don't really love that.
Right.
Continue on.
So, actually, Caleb inspired me to really start it because...
Oh, I did.
You did.
Wow.
You don't remember that?
No, I do, but I wasn't expecting to get credit for it. Yeah, guys, I'm the best, I know.
No, I think it would have happened eventually, but Caleb, like, made it happen now. Because for Christmas, my dad says, okay, like, I want to buy you a gift. I don't know what to buy you. So he just gave me an amount, and then he just said, like, go get yourself something for Christmas, because I'm, like, out of the house now for
a majority year and of the a year. Half.
Like, he doesn't know what I like, or what I need, or what I want, so he just asked me to pick my gift, and when I first told him that I wanted to do podcasting, and I bought a mic, and headphones for myself for Christmas from him because I wanted to start. He didn't understand the concept. He didn't care, didn't want anything to do with it. But now he is an avid listener.
He's a MAGA fan. Shout out Kirk, eh? For giving you the constructive criticism, keeping your facts in line. You gotta love it. You gotta absolutely love it.
Yeah, he calls me every once in a while and is like, I don't like that episode you posted. And I go, okay, thanks.
Thank but you. He's never not liked it. Just sometimes the information you give is debatable, right? And that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to keep the facts straight on this one. Make sure we double check everything.
Everything's double checked. Yeah.
Got to keep your dad happy.
But anyways, so it started with between 4 and 6 hours of YouTube research from Caleb and I. We watched
lots of research, many
YouTube videos just to figure out what to do, where do I start type thing.
I think I spent more time researching this podcast than I spent on my exams last semester. I'd say easily. Yeah, I just choked a little bit. Yeah, this chair's got me in an awkward seat. She doesn't have the greatest guest setup yet, thank you very much. So I'm sitting in one of those, like, ag sink-in chairs, leaning forward and, like, clinging onto her leg because my core strength isn't that great to keep me close to the microphone. And she's sitting in her big, like, boss son of a gun chair, you know, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is the next step, actually. I do want to maybe introduce video podcasting, but that's, like, another huge step and another leap in a direction that I'm not currently set up with. So that is hopefully coming soon, but unconfirmed as of now. Anyways, so we went on a trip to Best Buy after many hours of YouTube research.
So much research. That store, too, is so deadly to bring me into because there's so much cool stuff there. Like, you just want to spend all your money.
Mm-hmm. And Peterborough actually has a huge Best Buy.
Well, like, 90s style. Like, that sign's been around since, like, the 1980s when the first computer was created. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a very old store, but, like, they got the stuff in it. They got the goods.
Yeah, yeah. So we went, I got my microphone and my headset, and I brought it home, and I had to stare at it for 20 days. I had to wrap my own gift, and I was just staring at it for 20 days.
I couldn't have done it. I see, I'm the type, like, I will ruin Christmas for myself, and, like, I would have been the type to, like, take it out of the box and, like, use it and then put it back in the box and be like, oh my god, I've not used it yet. But, like, Reese is actually, like, true to her word when it comes to that. And she sat there and just stared at it for 20 whole days.
Yeah, Caleb kept telling me. He probably told me 30 or 40 times, just open it, just use it, just try it.
No, we can't, that's top secret. I'm a good influence.
So, I had to not only hold back on my own excitement, but I had to protect the goods from him.
What can I say? I was just excited to see this podcasting thing start.
Yeah. So it was rough at first. I think I took probably 30 takes for my first intro line. And, you know, now it just feels a little more natural. I am learning constantly and always trying to make my content a little better. But anyways, so after I sat and looked at this mic for 20 days, I recorded my first episode, which actually wasn't the trailer. The trailer of my episode of my podcast was recorded on my phone during our days and days and days of research for this podcast. I went up to my room and I talked into my phone for like 3 minutes and was able to come out with that. I edited it down and uploaded it just to see what would happen. Right? So my first real episode was episode 1. That's the one I used my mic for, and I like really got into the whole episoding.
You're dialed in.
Podcasting, you know? So one challenge I came about was I would get off topic. So I went out and I bought a little notebook. Yeah, and now I bring my notebook with me everywhere. If I get inspiration, if I get ideas, I write them down. And I just keep, like, every page is one episode. So I have little notes, little things I want to touch on. And just, it's kind of like a guideline or like a storyline for my episodes. And then after that, it is hours of editing. I watched many more YouTube videos to figure out how to edit my podcast. And how to fix the quality and fix the clips and cut and paste. I don't do much editing at all.
You're doing quite a bit of editing. You're doing some wild stuff.
Not really. Like, I don't take out many clips or I don't add clips in later. Like, mine's just very simple. Like, if I stutter or if there's a loud noise, like a water bottle in the background, I
just... Why are you talking about water bottles in the background for?
No idea.
I'll are you just... cutting the argument or not? See, that's another thing you gotta cut unless you actually play the argument now. So I've given you more editing work. You're very welcome.
Why would you do that?
I'm just joking.
No, like, for real. So that's a lot of work.
Well, I'm sorry.
So, I don't do much editing, but I just... I'll, like, cut out little clips if they're really loud or it's, like, a background noise and... It's not always wanted, right? So I'll just cut that out really fast. And then the last big thing that I had to research, figure out, and work with is a host. So I use Buzzsprout as my host. And if you go through my Instagram and the link, that website opens up and that is my Buzzsprout website. I upload all my episodes to them, uploaded my logo, my title, my description, and they host it on the website, and then they also will send it out to other platforms that I choose. I have to, you know, like, sign up for them, and then they deal with all of that. So I press upload, and within 24 hours, it is onto my other sites. I don't have to deal with any of that, like, uploading on all my different sites. They just do it all for me there.
They simplify the heck out of the process.
Like, they do. Make it
really easy.
Like, I just have to drag, drop, add my title, add my description, press go. And then Buzzsprout deals with everything else for me, and the episode is up there.
They got some cool stuff, too. Like, if you're looking to, like, put money into it, they'll, like, edit and master it and stuff for you, too. We've stumbled across. So, which is kind of neat if you want to spend some moolah there. But it's kind of cool site.
But it's not much. I'm on the first plan, and I pay very little. I pay...
What is it, $12.99? I don't know.
I pay under $15 a month. And I get more... I can upload more hours in 30-day increments. They have this magic editor, which will help the sound volume of your episodes. They track my analytics and my stats, which is really nice to see what episodes, when are people listening, the locations,
things like that. Yeah, you had, like, somebody, where was your new, like, you just hit a new continent, didn't you? Oh,
France.
Yeah, the Francois are listening to the podcast.
Yes, I have a listener in France.
Oh, yeah.
So, they've really just made it very easy. And I have a few people that were like, oh, like, your journey inspired me, and I've always thought of starting a podcast, and blah, blah, blah. So, I found a link, and I'll put it in the description, but if you join through my link, you can get $20 credit towards your account, which will go, it can go towards your, like, monthly subscription. And you'll get those benefits and those perks.
Like, with the $20 credit, you're basically looking at the cost of a Starbucks coffee for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll cover 1 month and some of the second. So mm-hmm. It's like, why not? Because I know you and most of your friends are slinging back Starbucks like crazy. That's the most expensive gosh darn coffee I've seen in my life. It's insanity.
Yeah, so...
Side tangent.
Follow the link in the description of this episode, and it'll bring you to the Buzzsprout sign-up, where you can... register, easily upload your podcast. They will deal with all of the backstage, what do they call that?
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes issues. And
all the just junk you don't want to spend hours doing. And stuff like Spotify and all that. Like, we researched it a while, and it was impossible to find any way to get on.
Yeah, I had no idea how to get onto Spotify. So that's what kind of, like, brought me towards Buzzsprout, was they had access to all these things. They even have access, what platforms am I on? So Spotify, Amazon, Podcasting FM.
Yes.
The website itself has links to Easy Play.
Yeah, and then a few other smaller podcast players and stuff.
The website itself is very simple for people who aren't very technologically advanced. Like, my dad will just go through the link on my Instagram and he just presses play right there. But other people can follow the links in my website that they've created for me. So if you're wanting to start a podcast, follow the link in the description, and step by step, they'll walk you through the process, and you'll be able to get $20 credited to your account to use later.
Which is pretty darn cool. If I say so myself.
Yeah, I wish I had that when I started.
Yeah, you should have found it. I'm pretty sure some of the YouTube tutorials you're talking about all, like, said use my link, and we were just like, you know, screw them or whatever.
And but now I wish I would have.
It was a few bucks, because, like, think about it. Well, you just have started, so you wouldn't have really paid a cent out of pocket yet. But also, it's so cheap, like, who really cares? But 20 bucks is 20 bucks, right? 20 bucks, it helped.
Yeah.
That's lunch somewhere, with the way the inflation goes. It's lunch. So you're getting a lunch out of it, basically. Think about that. Use the link, you get a lunch. Go buy yourself a sub. Make life good. Why not?
Yeah. So that is how my first month of podcasting has gone. There will be another episode later coming out about how my next months have gone. But so far, this podcasting thing is pretty cool.
Yeah. I was just snooping through her idea book, too. And I'm not going to give you guys too much information, but there's some cool stuff coming up. So hopefully she still keeps me around so I can be a part of some of it and see it. But the way I've been pushing her buttons apparently today, we'll see how much longer I'm around here for. So, yeah, I don't know. Can't drink water around this one.
See?
Right on the table. Look. Slammed it.
Anyways, we're going to get back to our very busy weekend, because it's been 2 weeks since we've seen each other.
Oh yeah, no, we've been rocking and rolling. We were going out, we've done dinners, we've done dates, we've done activities, we've done painting, we've done arts and crafts, we're going to the movies, who knows what else is gonna happen. Well, pretty soon it's gonna be time to go home. But that's okay, because we still got lots of fun coming up on this beautiful Peterburyan evening. So yes. Wow. Absolutely. Like, are you fired up and dialed in? I'm fired up.
I am so fired up. So until the next time.
Take it easy, people. Woo!
Swear to God.
I'm not doing anything wrong, folks. I just try to take a drink of water. And she is freaking out about where this water bottle goes.
Because you keep smashing it on the desk.
I'm gently setting it.
Shaking it. Pressing all the buttons. Like, homie.
Well, maybe somebody here, like, really needs to pee. And the water sounds will just help them relax.
No. You are starting... You see my buttons. And you see my patients going down and down. And you just keep pressing.
Am I pressing buttons? How about we talk about how you're grumpy today? Let's talk about Reese's moods. Reese, do you want to talk about your moods on your pod?
I'm not grumpy. You're just pressing all the buttons I don't have today.
Like, what buttons have I pressed? Do you tell people?
You know, I told you before we started the episode, you can't touch anything on the table, you can't move things around, and here you are, smashing water bottles.
I would say gently placing. Next to the beautiful bouquet of flowers I got you. So how does that make you look now? I'm going to spin the story. I was going to be a lawyer. It's all about the facts. Put the facts together. She's going to cut this part now. Are you?
I'm cutting this.
Yeah, you are cutting it? Mm-hmm. I got you good. There you go. Now continue on with your topic. Sorry, I got you off track. Continue.
Are you sorry?
I'm going to be very well behaved for the rest of this episode.
Are you sorry?
From the bottom of my heart, I truly apologize. For drinking water.
There it is.
You sound like a monster. Get this, put that in the headlines. Like, so, like, let's say you blow up from this one day. There's one day is gonna be like a headline. Back in 2023, famous podcaster Reese Oltrop yelled at her boyfriend for drinking water.
It's not that you're drinking water, and I'm happy you're drinking water. Keep yourself hydrated. But please don't smash it on the table. You have a lap, you have a chair, there's a floor. You don't need to keep open. Oh my god, you don't need to keep opening it. Just leave it open. If you go back and listen to our oh my god, you just closed again. If you go back and listen to our episode where we talked about our long distance relationship, do you hear the click, 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 click?
And it's probably soothing for people. Vote, is there a comment thing on the Buzzsprout site? There's comments, not on Spotify either. Comment on the Instagram if you think my water click clacking soothing or not. Because I don't think it's bugging people. I think it's just bugging your buttons.
Yeah, because I'm trying to edit out as many as I can. But if it's mid-word and you're like, that's really nice.
Is this debate for the pod or are we for real arguing right now?
I'm like a little bit for real arguing.
Oh, you're for real arguing? I'm just like play arguing.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the issue.
What do you mean it's the issue? I could give a rat's behind if I drink water or not, to be honest.
It's not the drinking of the water.
I think it's about drinking water.
It's the method.
Reese Oltrop, anti-water. You heard it here first.